Air New Zealand staff have an anxious wait in managed isolation while scientists try to determine where the newest case of COVID-19 in New Zealand has come from. Results from genomic testing are due to be released later this morning. Now, they're expected to show whether the COVID-positive Air New Zealand crew member caught the virus in Shanghai or here at home. 14 crew members, including the positive case, returned from Shanghai on Wednesday and went straight into a government isolation facility. At least three close contacts in Auckland are also isolating at home. Savage is the head of aviation at the Etu Union and joins us now. Morena.
Oh, good morning, Corin.
Can you give us an update on the status of this individual? How are they going in terms of that this is the person who's caught COVID, the crew member?
Yeah, obviously a very stressful time for anyone who catches COVID or is asked to go into quarantine or managed isolation. I haven't talked to the crew member directly. Pardon me. I haven't talked to the crew member directly, but one of our organisers has, and they're apparently doing well under the circumstances.
So they have a number of close contacts who have also gone into isolation. Are they crew members as well, obviously?
Yeah, I'm not entirely up to date on who else has gone into managed isolation other than the crew, the Air New Zealand crew. So there are two different groups. Some have gone to the jet park into a higher quarantine facility, and the rest of the crew, as I understand it, have gone into one of the other managed isolation facilities.
Is this the first time that an Air New Zealand crew member has picked up the virus like this, the first time you've gone through this process?
Yes, there was a number of Air New Zealand employees at the start of the pandemic who were infected. Obviously, the rules were changed, the safety guidelines were improved, and there hasn't been any infection for many, many months. So this is the first time under the new regime, you could call it, the new surveillance testing model, where someone has actually been picked up as having COVID.
And are you comfortable with that routine, that surveillance testing?
Yeah, we're pretty comfortable with how it works. It shows the benefit of surveillance testing, I think, that crew are obviously very safety conscious. They take this very seriously. They take their own health and the health of the passengers very seriously. Now, they undergo quite a lot of rigorous training. They wear a lot of PPE. They self-isolate in hotels. But on top of all of those, the surveillance testing is there to pick up any anomalies or any slip-ups, any mistakes. And that's the situation we're in right now, where we're waiting to find out, if we can, via the genomic sequencing, where did this person catch COVID.
And what's your feeling? And do you think it's more likely to have come from Shanghai?
Look, I mean, I don't want to get into the conjecture of it. It's possible that it was community transmission here in Auckland. I think that's something for the Ministry of Health experts to decide. The person had been on a previous tour of duty to Shanghai prior to this recent trip. So it is possible, given that there has apparently been a community outbreak, that it was from Shanghai. So we just hope that if the sequencing can be shared between the Shanghai authorities and New Zealand, then we'll get a lot closer to understanding what, if anything, has gone wrong.
Do crew going to Shanghai feel safe enough when they get there, bearing in mind that they isolate, don't they? But it's not a full quarantine type arrangement.
Look, again, I couldn't comment. We've had no real feedback to say people are feeling unsafe there. Certainly there's been some comments about the standard of the facilities that the Chinese government put them into, in particular the quality of the food. Obviously, it's really tough time for cabin crew to work under these kinds of conditions, where as soon as they get to a destination, they're effectively isolating from the crew that they travel with, staying in their hotel rooms, and then just getting back on the flight, putting on the PPE and coming back home, and then getting tested again. So, you know, pretty tough times, particularly given that so many crew members are also facing redundancy at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the morale of staff at the moment at Air New Zealand, given the circumstances.
Yeah, it's tough work. And when we're talking particularly about cabin crew and pilots at the moment, but for the cabin crew on the 787s, around 380 of them being made redundant, and there are people in the quarantine facilities right now who pretty much on the day they get out of that two-week quarantine will be then made redundant. So this is the last 2 weeks of their job at Air New Zealand, is sitting inside a hotel waiting to see if they've got COVID.
Some hope on the horizon, though, with vaccines, that you know, that there may be an end to all this?
Yes, definitely the vaccine information and the fact that there are a number of vaccines that prove to have some real high efficacy means that people are starting to look to next year, thinking about whether or not international flying is going to come back, perhaps the middle of next year. So all of that modelling is being done, as we understand it, by the airlines. And, you know, obviously for a lot of people, really hopeful that Air New Zealand can start flying again and then start rehiring again.
Savage, appreciate your time this morning. Head of Aviation at the ITU Union.